My name is Connor Abbott and I'm the director of Vernon Godlittle. Vernon Godlittle is based on D.B.C. Pierre's novel, and it's a irreverent satire about a young boy called Vernon who's 15 years old and his best friend is just shot dead 17 people at high school, including himself. And he finds himself in the blame for it, really, even though he pleads innocence. And then the media turn up and his life quickly kind of spirals out of control.
My name is Oliver Henn, and I'm playing Vernon Little in Vernon Godlittle. Well, he's not the most confident guy to start out with, and then his best friend, he snaps, and he actually massacres, I think it's 17 other students. And because of my relationship with Jesus, my best friend, it puts me in an awkward position. And everyone in this small town sort of sees this as an opportunity to better themselves, even at the risk of putting me to death, or the plague sort of takes you. And by the end, you don't know what they're going to end up to do to him.
I'll just go ask my dad what the name of his that. Who's that guy who's over here smoking weed and drinking beer?
The name's John, okay?
John. No, it ain't John. Not John at all. You're not called John, you ain't.
Ella. I really don't want to make a big deal out of anything today, okay? I just want to hang out by myself.
I'm Alex, and I'm playing Mum.
I'm James, and I'm playing Eulalia.
Oh, God, where to start with Mum? Well, she has... Her husband has passed away, rather unfortunately, and she says she's now a single mother, and Vernon, obviously, is her son. She's not too caring. She's not too bothered about him, unfortunately. And when this chance for fame and fortune comes along, that's when she really sort of comes into her own. Fortunately, she's very easily swayed and is tempted by Lally here.
Lally, as he's known to most of the characters, basically, he's a TV repairman who pretends to be this big CNN reporter, and eventually he may or may not get there. He basically uses the main character, Vernon, for his kind of his own means, really, to get to where he wants to be. He's just a user. He uses Vernon,
he's
comes in.
He's not a nice man.
He's not a nice man. He comes in to Vernon's house, uses his mother to get close to him, to get a big story, a big break, and then twists this story for his own means, and that's where a lot of the play's action later on spirals from. It's how Vernon tries to get out of this mess that Lally's put him.
The thing about it that I really liked is how crazy it is. But it's still, the amazing thing about it is it still has quite a deep message within the play. And I just thought the chance to do those two things at the same time was quite wonderful, really.
The play's a lot about the sort of effect of celebrity and that on society. And she's definitely one of those characters that it affects the most in the play.
I can't wait for the show. We've all said it's one of those shows that we all want to see because it's so frantic, there's so much going on, like, it moves so quickly.
We haven't had that long. We've only had 4 or 5 weeks to kind of piece it all together. So that's been a challenge, but actually I think that shortness in time has kind of helped in a play like this. It needs momentum and energy.
Living up to our own standards is the hardest thing because everyone wants it to be perfect. We know that if we had just another week, we could, you know. But I'm still really confident that this would be a great show.
I think people should come and see it because I don't think there's ever been a play put on like this at university in recent history. It's got song, it's got dance, it's a comedy. But at the heart of it, it has a very deep and profound message about our responsibility to the people we live with, really.
You can't really tell, like, being in it, but I kind of think the audience is one of those plays where the audience is going to laugh at everything and then afterwards go like, ooh, should I have laughed at that? It's a bit on the edge.
Seriously, why people should come and see it is because it's one of these plays that sort of transcends what you think a play is going to be like. You go and you buy a ticket, you sit down, you're thinking, okay, we're going to get, you know, 90 minutes in interval and all that. And it really takes you on a journey that, you know, it's the only way I can describe it is to go see the play. It asks you to suspend belief, but in the best kind of ways, the kind of ways that when you have a reaction where you're emotionally invested probably by the end of the first act.
So the show is on from the 6th to the 8th of February in the Black Box at the University of York. theatre, film, television department. Tickets are £5 for full-time students, £8 for adults, and can be bought on the university website store. Not you, Sue, the University of York website.
How come you don't fool around, Bernie? Are you a pillow biter or what?
No, I just think you're too young, that's all.
Well, guys a whole lot older than you want to fool around with me.
Yeah, right, like who?
Like.
Exactly, I don't think so.
Yeah, you do. Hello to guys.